Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today for the Green County Chamber Member Spotlight Show. We've selected Wells Fargo to highlight for this month, and who better to talk to than the Jefferson Branch Manager, Omega Song, joining us now. So thank you very much, Omega, for being on.
Thank you, Coltrane. Appreciate it.
You bet. Well, guessing Wells Fargo's been around for quite a while here in our community of Jefferson, mm-hmm. serving Green County and the surrounding communities. Mm-hmm. Can you just, first of all, explain to us kind of the history, background of Wells Fargo itself and then the local branch here in Jefferson?
Sure. So Wells Fargo's been around since 1852, long time. Here in Jefferson, we acquired Breton Bank back in 2000. So Wells Fargo's been here locally since 2000. Previously, we were Breton Bank, and then previous to Breton, it was Jefferson State Bank. A number of decades we've been here in the community, but Wells Fargo since 2000.
From that, can you tell us a little bit about what the local branch has as far as personnel and other services?
Sure. We have 7 team members at our Jefferson branch, and we can serve our customers in a variety of financial needs, all types. So we welcome you to come in and check us out.
Anything specific you want to point out for people that might be interested about the services you do provide?
Sure. I could share about a few innovations that Wells Fargo has recently opened up to their customers. One would be, you know, many of us utilize the ATM to withdraw cash each and every day, but we're not always on top of making sure we have our card with us. Get left at home on the kitchen counter or whatever it may be. Wells Fargo has introduced an option where you can obtain a one-time access code through your mobile banking app and access the ATM with that code and your PIN and not have to have that card present. It's an easier option to obtain cash from the ATM. We are also partners with a system called Zelle. It's a money transmission system, and about 60 different banking institutions across the U.S. are partners with them, and that will probably increase significantly over the next few years. But it affords customers the option of transmitting money to another person at a different bank without the hassle and cost of wire transfer fees or having to go into the bank to set up a wire transfer to go out. Both persons would register their accounts through their individual online banking systems at their banks, either registering their email address or their phone number. Then they would exchange that information. No banking information is exchanged, and you're able to send money via that information across the electronic world.
And of course, with those innovation services, there's also some major changes that I'm sure you'd like to talk about for a minute here in regards to tax reform.
Yes. Wells Fargo announced in the latter part of 2017 that they were going to make a couple of key changes due to the tax reform bill that was signed into law at the end of the year. One of those was increasing the minimum pay for Wells Fargo team members to $15. That would impact especially our teller lines. Not only that role within the company, but our teller lines would definitely be impacted by that here locally. They're increasing that minimum pay by 11%.
Wow.
Up to $15, which is phenomenal.
Yeah.
They also determined to give through charitable donations $400 million this year, and that's nearly a 40% increase over last year. They want to give back to our communities, and they want to give back in every community that they're represented in.
Now, speaking of giving back, you touched a little bit on that. Let's go a little bit deeper into how Wells Fargo is able to accomplish that on a yearly basis, specifically last year as well.
Sure. Last year, Wells Fargo donated more than $286.5 million to more than 14,500 nonprofits. So we impacted many communities, including Jefferson, across the map. Also, during our annual giving campaign in September, where they promote and make it easy for team members to give back to organizations that are important to them through payroll deductions for the coming year and so forth, they had a record $85 million pledged by 65,300 team members to 40,000 nonprofits. And all of our team members here in Jefferson participated in that. They just make it easy for you to do and really talk about the importance of giving back and how it makes you feel as a person to show you care by financially helping organizations of your choice.
And then also there's some more localized opportunities for your team members to give back on their own, in their own personal ways, for, like you said, things that matter to them.
Right. Wells Fargo also promotes volunteering. So not only giving of your money, but giving of your time. In 2017, across the company, our team members volunteered a record 2 million hours, which they value at about $48 million. Wow. And here in Jefferson, we all participated in giving back through volunteer time to organizations like the Greene County Early Learning Center, congregate meals, community events like the Bell Tower Festival and the Greene County Fair. So we appreciate that we're supported to do that as well.
As we begin to wrap up our program here, Omega, can you give me, you know, just obviously you're part of the Greene County Chamber and you're here doing the Greene County Chamber Member Spotlight Show. Can you give us a benefit or maybe a couple benefits of what it is to be a Greene County Chamber on behalf of Wells Fargo?
Sure. As a local business, I feel like it's our responsibility to support the Greene County Chamber. When I think about growing up here in Jefferson, you know, the Bell Tower Festival was such a important part of every year. It was a fun time to go out with your friends and really enjoy what the county has to offer.
Sure.
And so that's just one example, but they spearhead that event, and it's our responsibility to support them in being able to continue those events in our community, which really do impact our quality of life.
And that's our guest for today's Community State Bank in Peyton Let's Talk Greene County program, here with Greene County Chamber Member Spotlight Show and Wells Fargo joining us, and Branch Manager for Jefferson, Omega Song. Community State Bank in Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.